This is Karen Edwards. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. I'm speaking for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various sources. First of all, I'd like to welcome you to 2021. And I have a couple of articles here that are rather old, but I thought it would be a good thing to start with for this year. This first one is The Rules for Being Human. Author unknown. 1. You will receive a body. You may like it or hate it, but it will be yours for the entire period. You will learn lessons. You are enrolled in a full-time informal school called life. Every day in this school, you will have the opportunity to learn lessons. You may like the lessons, or you may think them irrelevant or stupid. 3. There are no mistakes, only lessons. Growth is a process of trial and error. Experimentation. The failed experiments are as much a part of the process as are the experiments that ultimately work. Number 4. A lesson is repeated until learned. A lesson will be presented to you in various forms until you learn it. When you have learned it, you can then go on to the next lesson. Learning lessons does not end. This is 5. There is no part of life that does not contain its lessons. If you are alive, there are lessons to be learned. 6. There's no better than here. When your there becomes here, you will simply obtain another there that will, again, look better than here. 7. Others are merely mirrors of you. You cannot love or hate something about another person unless it reflects to you something you love or hate in yourself. 8. What if you make your life, what you make of your life is up to you. You have all the tools and resources you need. What you do with them is up to you. The choice is yours. 9. Your answers lie inside you. The answers to life's questions lie inside you. All you need to do is look, listen, and trust. And finally, number 10. You'll probably forget all this. And now my next blast from the past is the Unicorn Song. I don't remember the melody, but here are the lyrics. It's an Irish Rovers song. Words and Music by Shel Silverstein. And there's a new verse at the end by Andrew McKee. A long time ago, when the earth was green, there was more kinds of animals than you've ever seen. They'd run around free while the earth was being born, and the loveliest of all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpy-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. The Lord seen some sinning, and it gave him pain. And he says, "Stand back, I'm going to make it rain." He says, "Hey, Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo, and take some of those green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpy-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants. But sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorns." Old Noah was there to answer the call. He finished up making the ark just as the rain started to fall. He marched the animals two by two, and he called out as they came through, "Hey, Lord, I've got green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpy-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants. But, Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't find no unicorns." And Noah looked out through the driving rain. Them unicorns were hiding, playing silly games, kicking and splashing while the rain was falling. Oh, them silly unicorns. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpy-backed camels, and some chimpanzees. Noah cried, "Close the door because the rain is falling, and we just can't wait for no unicorns." The ark started moving. It drifted with the tide. The unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried. And the waters came down and sort of floated them away. That's why you never see unicorns to this very day. You'll see green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpy-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never going to see no unicorns. And this is the new verse. Now, you might think this is the ending to the song, but I'll have to tell you, friends, that in fact, you're wrong. You see, unicorns are magical, so when the rain started pouring, they grew themselves some wings, and they took to soaring. You'll see green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpy-backed camels and some chimpanzees. But if you're looking for the unicorns, don't be forlorn. The second star to the right, and straight on till morning. Now, let's change courses here and go on to the AARP magazine. And this is a money saver article. They want your stuff. Skip the garbage and give unused possessions to charities that target donations to specific causes. Medical supplies. The Project Cure and Advocate for World Health accept medical gear and unused supplies for worldwide use. ProjectCure.org or AllHealth, AWHEALTH.org. MedEQ connects you with charities seeking supplies and equipment, mostly for overseas use. So go to med-eq.org. Computers. A laptop you mail to GlobeTops will go to someone in need in the U.S. or elsewhere. GlobeTops.com. The National Christina Foundation links you with charities in your neighborhood that could use your tech. And that's at Christina, CRISTINA.org. Appliances. Many Habitat for Humanity restores, which sell construction supplies and household goods, will pick up large appliances. You can also drop off small appliances and other items. For a location near you, go to habitat.org. Hearing aids. The Starkey Hearing Foundation and the Hearing Aid Project both distribute recycled devices. StarkeyHearingFoundation.org or hearingaiddonations.org. Your local Lions Club may also accept hearing aids, and that's at lionsclub.org. Musical instruments. Hungry for Music makes most instruments in any condition, takes them, and offers them to young musicians. Hungryformusic.org, and that's their website. And then there's Guitars for the number 4 Vets, welcomes guitars and related gear for its program that helps veterans in need. And there again, that's Guitars, the number 4 Vets at .org. Formal wear. Brides Across America accepts wedding dresses and special occasion gowns for military and first responder brides. BridesAcrossAmerica.com. Then Becca's Closet, that's B-E-C-C-A, Becca's Closet provides prom dresses for high schoolers. So you can go to them at BeccasCloset.org. Shoes. Soles, I'll spell this whole thing, S-O-L-E-S, the number 4, S-O-U-L-S, gives new and gently used footwear to people worldwide. Look for Soles for Soles.org. One World Running sends nearly new athletic shoes to needy athletes. That's oneworldrunning.com. Phones. Phones given to cell phones for soldiers fund calls for service members overseas. Cellphonesforsoldiers.com. Donations to Medic mobile support health care in 26 countries. Books, Books for Soldiers, and Operation Paperback let you ship your books directly to service members with your reading tastes. BooksforSoldiers.com or OperationPaperback.org. Now, another money-saving article. This is called Six Numbers That Reveal All. These measures of financial health can help guide you to long-term security. Just as monitoring your blood pressure and cholesterol can bolster your physical health, knowing a half dozen numbers related to your money can assist you with your financial well-being. Tracking these figures can either confirm that you're in good shape financially or give you an idea of what needs fixing. Breaking down your financial picture into smaller pieces helps you look at your finances objectively, says Atlanta financial planner Kate Howerton. It shows the first steps you can take to help you achieve your goals. The number. Your monthly cash flow. Why do you need it? This is the single most important number to know, according to Howerton and other experts. With one look, you can see whether you're living within your means and are financially stable. How to find it? First, calculate the money coming in by adding up your monthly earnings and any other income. Second, list all your monthly expenses, housing, health care, food, debt payments, and more. Reviewing recent credit card bills and other financial statements will make the task easier. Subtract expenses from income to get the final figure. What to do with it? If the figure is negative, you're spending more than you make. You'll know exactly how many dollars you need to stop the slide. If you have two, you have two levers. You can make more or you can spend less, Howerton observes. You can also see how much you set aside for longer-term goals, such as retirement or a major purchase. I've rarely, if ever, seen anyone look at their inflows and outflows and not change some behavior, says Barry Glassman, a financial planner based in Tysons Corner, Virginia. Social Security benefit. Why you need it? More than half of older Americans receive at least 50% of their income from Social Security. An estimate will help you know what to expect. How to find it? Sign up for a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. You'll see what you could get at different ages. On your overview page, click on Go to the Retirement Calculator to see how future earnings and alternate retirement dates change your monthly benefit. What to do with it? Knowing what you'd receive at different starting dates can let you estimate your future income and help you decide when to claim. Your monthly benefit will grow each month you wait to claim from age 62 to 70, when your monthly payroll will be about 76% higher. If you're married and are the higher earner, waiting to claim can provide your spouse with a larger survivor benefit after your death. Next is retirement savings. Why you need it? If you would like income beyond Social Security and any pension you're due, this is where it will come from. How to find it? Add up the value of any retirement savings as well as the investment accounts you might have. What to do with it? Divide the amount by 25. If you were in your 60s and quitting work today, that's roughly how much you could safely withdraw from savings in your first year of retirement. Add that number to your annual income from Social Security and other sources. If that won't support the life you prefer, you may want to start saving more, delay your planned retirement date, or both. If you're a homeowner, you might consider drawing up on your home equity in retirement by either selling your home or perhaps taking out a reverse mortgage. Recalculate your net worth annually. You want it to grow until you retire with allowances for dips in the market, says Marie Adam, a financial planner in Boca Raton, Florida. Your credit score. Why you need it. Raising it can get you better loan terms. It can also mean lower premiums for car and home insurance in many states and improve your standing when renting a home or applying for a job. How to find it? You can get a free copy of your credit score from several sources, such as Credit Karma and Credit Sesame, and from some credit card issuers and banks. What to do with it? If your FICO credit score is below 760, you'll want to improve it. FICO scores, which range from 300 to 850, are a commonly used estimate of your likelihood to repay debt. They are based on your credit report, which shows your borrowing history, late payments, and current balances. To boost your score, start by paying bills on time. That's the most important factor, says credit card expert John Alzheimer. Your credit utilization rate, a credit card's balance compared with the limit on that card, is a key factor too. Alicia Donner, a counselor from Pittsburgh Financial Empowerment Center, advises keeping your balances below 30% of each card's credit limit, or even lower if you are about to apply for a loan. Debt-to-income ratio, why you need it. It's crucial for getting a mortgage, and even more so for your peace of mind. How to find it? Add up your monthly debt payments and divide by your monthly gross income, that is, before taxes are subtracted. What to do with it? If you're getting a mortgage, you want to keep your debt-to-income ratio below 43%, says Max Schultz, chief credit analyst at LendingTree. Even if you're not applying for a loan, this number is a good measure of your financial flexibility. The lower your debt-to-income ratio, the longer you can make it without a job or stretch your retirement assets, notes Howerton. Tim Steffen, a senior consultant at the investment management company PIMCO, says most retirees will feel more comfortable going into retirement without a lot of debt. If it helps you sleep at night, you may want to pay it off. And finally, the highest interest rate on your debt. Why you need it? Your loan with the highest interest rate is the one that's causing you the most financial pain. How to find it? Look on your latest statements or loan origination documents. Quick tip. The most likely candidates are any credit card debt, vehicle title loans, or payday loans. What to do with it? Directing extra cash to your highest rate debt will give you the biggest immediate return. With credit card rates now at about 16%, each $1,000 balance on a card will cost you $160 a year. Each $1,000 you own on your mortgage might cost you only $40. Paying off that credit card is the equivalent of a 16% guaranteed return on your money. If you can't get a risk-free deal like that, you can't get a risk-free deal like that anywhere else. Next, we have a really brief contact hint for those of you who might need it. Connect to vital resources. Efforts to reduce the spread of COVID-19, such as stay-at-home orders and physical distancing, have made another serious health issue, social isolation, worse. With the help of AARP Foundation and United Health Foundation, you can connect to a world of resources to help you stay healthy. You can see if you're affected, and you can stay connected at connecttoaffect.org. That's CONNECT, the number 2, AFFECT.org. Now let's have a couple of articles about people doing special things. This first one is, "Being Physically Fit is What Saved My Life." This is by engineering professor Rory Cooper. He defied an injury and a pandemic to complete his race. This is about his marathon. "On a rainy morning last October, I set out to compete in the Marine Corps Marathon in Washington, D.C., riding a three-wheeled hand cycle that I designed with friends and colleagues. Since you pedal a hand cycle with your arms, This takes upper body strength, as well as an understanding of ergonomics. That said, no matter how strong you are or how carefully designed your bike is, accidents happen. That morning, the pavement was wet, and I took a bad turn on a curvy on-ramp. I bounced over a curb, flew across the grass, and landed in the bushes. I've used a wheelchair since I was paralyzed in an accident at age 20, so I couldn't hop up and wave somebody down for help. I'm not sure how long I was lying there, but it felt like an eternity. Finally, I realized nobody was coming to save me. So I crawled to my cycle and climbed on. Somehow, I made it to the finish line 23 miles later, but I was in rough shape. It turned out I had broken both feet and legs and had a huge gash on my back, as well as hypothermia. I spent a week and a half in the ICU and long months of healing back home in Pittsburgh. It wasn't my first long recuperation. In fact, I recently marked the 40th anniversary of my alive day, the day I was in that accident, a near-fatal road crash by my army base in Germany, and I didn't die. I truly believe that being physically fit is what saved my life back then, and I think it's why I survived my accident last year. Muscle strength and flexibility and cardiovascular physical challenges. So last year, I was back to exercising as soon as the doctors allowed it. I set a goal to hand cycle in the 2020 Pittsburgh Marathon in May. Then the COVID crisis hit. The in-person marathon was canceled, but participants could run or ride or walk the 26.2 miles on their own and post their times online. I did it and was able to finish in 2 hours and 24 minutes. I may not have been one of the fastest competitors in the hand cycle division this year, but I was one of the most grateful. And this was as told to Robin Weston. Roy Cooper, 60, is the director of the Human Engineering Research Laboratories at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs and the University of Pittsburgh, as well as the Associate Dean for Inclusion at the University School of Health and Rehabilitation Sciences. Next we have right-hand man. Broadcaster Al Roker's 10-year-old son, Nick, brings lockdown life into focus. Like so many of my better decisions, this one was my wife Deborah's idea. She's a senior correspondent for ABC News, and when she heard I was posting some videos about life around the house during quarantine on Instagram, she said, "Oh, you should ask Nick to help you." Nick is our youngest child, 18, and he's on the autism spectrum. So I thought getting him involved was a great idea. Nick started running the camera and then started commenting from the wings, and before I knew it, boom, he was like any other good broadcaster, trying to pad his part and doing his best to take over. What we're cooking on IGTV shows you things like what we do with our Sunday leftovers, or how we've started composting during the pandemic, or tips on preparing a favorite recipe, like our brown rice and dark beer shrimp boil. We did a great one on summer grilling, but for me, it's more than just a collection of fun video clips. The nicest part about this experience has been spending more time with Nick and watching him grow and learn. He's got a real sense of humor. He gets that from his mother, but he also takes it seriously. He's focused, he's curious, and he knows exactly when to give his dad a little zing on the camera. The audience loves it. There were a couple of weeks when Nick couldn't do the show because of other commitments, and we just put the whole thing on hiatus because nobody really wants to see me at home without my star sidekick. You want the best for your kids, and this period has been hard because all of our normal routines have just been upturned upside down. But Nick is adaptable. He's a good swimmer, and he's been swimming in a nearby lake to stay in shape. He's thriving at school, even though it's switched to Zoom. Being in the house together all the time can be challenging for anyone, and it's especially hard when your child has additional needs. But I'm so proud of the person Nick is becoming, and so glad I have this extra time to see him maturing into an adult. He's self-sufficient, and he's stretching into new areas. He's enjoying life and seeing how he can do different things. It's fun making this show together, but it's also just really important, and one of the gifts of this weird pandemic moment, to bond as father and son. No matter what other troubles he's facing, he knows that as long as he's with family, everything's going to be okay. And this article was as told to David Hockman. Al Roker, 66, is a weather and feature anchor for Today on NBC, as well as a co-host of the show's Third Hour. Now, we have some tips from Al Roker, some production tips to share. Shoot from above. Nobody looks good when the camera is pointing up at your chin. Keep the camera at eye level or higher. Come out of the shadows. Make sure your face is well illuminated with no light source directly behind you. Skip the sunset. Those digital backgrounds on some platforms are distracting. Instead, put some fresh flowers behind you or sit in front of a bookshelf. And we have one more. You hear about essential workers, but nobody talks about farm workers. As an event planner, I've always had a million things going on. In February, I was organizing one trip to Cuba, another to Puerto Rico, and my dad was turning 90. So I was planning a big celebration for him. That's when normal life started shutting down. Trips and trade shows got canceled. Events got bumped. My dad's birthday became a Zoom party. I suddenly had all this time, and I thought, how can I use my skills? I saw that a local assemblyman was doing a food drive for farm workers about 45 minutes from where I live. You hear about essential workers, but nobody talks about farm workers who toil from dawn to dusk to put food on our tables. In 2 hours, I had four cars filled with donations. The next day, I thought I could do more. So I spread word on social media and told all my friends. Within 36 hours, we had 90 vehicles and dozens of volunteers. This article was about Darlene Tennis, 57, who's the founder and president of Casa Q, a Hispanic lifestyle company based in San Jose, California. So we've run out of time for today's, our first broadcast of 2021 for Modern Maturity. Be sure and listen to the same time next week. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Karen Edwards, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Modern Maturity is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.